Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to get to the Tom Brady thing coming up, but I have a guy on the line right now, Evan, who is the, frankly, he's the instigator of all this Tom Seaver statue nonsense. The guy that pointed out the mistake that has now created all the furor in New York that the Seaver statue is not historically accurate. And now what do? Some people want to melt it down.
Nobody wants to melt it down.
Some people want to blame the Wilpons for it.
Well, that's convenient.
But people are not happy about it, Evan, because it's not a true representation.
That's not
of
true.
The great Tom Seaver.
Most Met fans are still thrilled there's a statue of Tom Seaver, and one small mistake will not tarnish that.
Well, we're going to find out. Steve's in Westchester. Stevie, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
So do you feel like a good guy or a bad guy with all this?
That's a good question. Well, Tom Seaver is one of my heroes, obviously. Right. I was at many of his famous games. I met him at a card show. When I went to see the game a few weeks ago, I made a beeline for that statue. That was my goal.
And did it, you went to see the statue, did it stick out like a sore thumb right away? Or did it take you some time to say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here?
It was immediate.
Immediate.
Absolutely immediate.
Really?
Yeah.
You knew that the four needs to have a little extension?
Yeah, because the Mets have worn that same four for 60 years.
No, I understand that, and a lot of people have watched the Mets for 60 years and could not tell you the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's so obvious.
It's obvious.
Here's the difference. Some people go to look at it, and they're not critiquing it. They're not nitpicking it. They're just happy that Seaver's being represented. Then eventually, when the newness of it wears off, People go look at it critically.
No, but he's saying
it's a critical thing, Evan.
It's obvious.
Well, to him it is.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, go to the stadium. Tom Seaver's number is hanging up in the rafters.
I get that.
It's a certain... Well, if you've ever looked at it, you know
have.
What the four looks like.
I've stared at the four hundreds of times, thousands of times.
Well, then shame on you for not noticing.
No. In fairness, I didn't want to do this, but now I'm going to do it. This whole thing is one person's fault. Is it Steve Cohen's fault? No. Is it your fault, Stephen Westchester? No. Is it the Wilpons or Cohen or even the architect who did its fault? No.
Sculptor.
The sculptor. It's not his fault.
Whose fault is it?
It's the fault of Craig Carton. Why, you ask?
Yeah.
Because a decade ago, when you put together a statue for Boomer Esiason, you made the same mistake.
But he used a different sculptor.
Hold on. You made the same mistake. You spent how much money on that statue?
$10,000.
$10,000. I think it is very possible that the sculptor of this statue looked at the Craig Carton statue when he was making this statue. You made the exact same mistake.
I'm not the sculptor.
No. The exact same mistake.
But I'm not the
you
sculptor.
You say coincidence?
Yeah.
I say, uh-uh. Your fault.
Okay.
You screwed it up. Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Your
okay.
fault.
All right.
You think it's a coincidence?
Maybe the Mets shouldn't have gotten rid of bacon on a stick. Now, when
I will say.
Good.
Go ahead, Craig.
When you called the sculptor and said, hey, I want to point something out to you, what was his first reaction to the accusation?
All right. It was not me who called the sculptor. I read a blog every day called Uniwatch, which talks about uniforms. And
yes,
the author of that blog, Paul Lucas, he's the one who called the sculptor.
And Paul Lucas is a fun Twitter account to follow. Because like I mentioned earlier, he sees all these uniform mistakes that may occur. I follow him on Twitter. It's a great follow. I mean, I got no issue with him. Got an issue with you, Craig.
So he reached out to the sculptor, and do we know what the sculptor's immediate reaction was prior to saying, my bad?
You should read the article on Uniwatch where he interviewed the sculptor. The sculptor felt very bad about it. He said to him it was a significant error because he is all about attention to detail.
Right,
He really feels bad about it, but he owned up to it. He said, it's not the Met's fault. It's my fault. And you have to really read the Paul Lucas article. I did read it.
I felt terrible for the sculptor because it's on him.
Yeah, but it's the exact... Here's the thing I can't get over.
Here we go.
The front jersey has the correct four.
Yes, it does.
The back of the jersey doesn't. Do you not find it odd that Craig Carton's statue had the exact same issue? I'm sorry. I can't ignore this any longer. You find it odd?
Yes, I do.
The exact same mistake.
But I want to be clear. Thanks, Steve, for checking in. It's a different sculptor, just so we understand that.
It doesn't matter.
Like, I was actually surprised they didn't commission my guy to do it because he's a well-renowned sculptor who also messed up the four.
Yeah, but both guys made the exact same mistake.
Yeah.
You don't find that odd?
I find that very odd.
Okay.
So you think my sculpture, which you could Google it right now, Boomer Carton Seaver statue.
Yes.
There's a million pictures of it.
Yeah.
You think that was the model?
Yes.
For the one that was done?
100%. And so I think a part of you should be like, hey, that was my statue.
Yeah.
But then a part of you caused this entire thing.
Well, we didn't know that until today, though.
It took you. How long ago did you make that statue for?
I made that. Let me check.
How long ago?
I'm going to check.
Tell me.
I don't remember the exact.
Many, many years
ago.
Hang
on, I'm going to tell you.
Many years ago.
It was many years ago.
Okay. Boomer, to his credit, diehard Seaver fan.
Here, I'm sorry. Pardon me. It was 2014.
Okay, 8 years
ago. Yeah.
You make this statue 8 years ago. Boomer's had it for 8 years. Did he notice an issue? No.
You want to
Did you
funny
notice
real quick?
An issue? No.
No.
Did anybody on Twitter, after you tweeted it out 500 times, notice an issue?
I didn't realize that. We had Tom Seaver on, and we talked about the fact that I commissioned a statue for Boomer, and that Boomer's been long, you know, you're calling for the Mets to make one. Here's what Seaver said on April 17th, 2014. Throw it up there. And I'm paraphrasing. Met fans need a place to throw tomatoes and eggs. That's what he said anyway.
We had him on right around maybe a year earlier, a year after. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And same thing because Joe, much like Boomer, incredibly passionate about
sure,
the statue.
Sure, it depends on what era you grew up, of
and
course.
And Seaver said something that still gives me chills to this day. He said, I don't want a statue. That's for people who are dead.
Right.
And he was very blunt about it. And obviously the statue comes out after he passed away. But I remember him saying that because once the guy says, hey, I don't really want it until I'm dead, it's tough to still scream and yell about a statue when the guy himself is like, yeah, I'm good.
I got to be honest, though. I cannot believe that our sculptor, who you have to take my word for this, is like a legendary American-born sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like one of the guys, right?
Right.
Made the same exact mistake.
That's the point,
Greg. I'm fascinated by that.
Do you find that to be
He's even got Seaver holding the ball the same way.
Right. So all these things that you're talking about, he did. So the mistake was caused by you. Do you not see that yet?
Well, I can see you making an argument.
Oh, thank you. You created this whole hubbubaloo. It's all you.
It's all me.
Apologize.
I have nothing to apologize for.
You caused a mistake.
I'm not the sculptor.
But you commissioned a statue that was effed up.
I wasn't brought into the sculptor's work area every week to show me progress.
Doesn't matter.
I assumed he got it right.
You created this. You created the problem. And now you want to burn it down.
No, I'm just saying there's some people suggesting that you...
Nobody is actually suggesting
melted down.
That. No one is
I would take a couple calls. I got some tweets. Stop it. A couple people.
If I put a Twitter poll out right now, I'll win 90-10.
You know what's funny about it? When we first premiered the statue that I commissioned, not a single person questioned the number four on the back.
Exactly.
Not even me or Boomer.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's why it's so difficult to have the outrage over it when no one noticed it for 8 years. All I'm saying is if you're going to have outrage over it, your anger should be directed at Craig Carton. That's all I'm saying. What's your email address so people can email you complaints?
It's craig.carton@odyssey.com.
If you're offended, craig.carton@odyssey.com.
Yeah.
If you want to tweet him, mean tweets are certainly welcome at Craig Carton Live. It's his fault. He created this whole problem.
Embarrassing.
Well, I mean, to be fair, doesn't Boomer take some responsibility
you
here?
You made the statue for him.
I did. That's right.
So how is it his fault?
He didn't notice that the four was off.
I didn't notice it was off either. Yeah, I'm not blaming him for not noticing.
Lousy Met fan.
We're all lousy Met fans. All of us except for Steve from Westchester, wherever he's from. We're all a bunch of fugazi Met fans. Sorry.
Apparently, that's right. You don't even know what your own jersey looks like.
We're the worst.
I can't believe this has come back around towards me.
Yeah.
Like I did anything wrong
you
in
did.
Any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I don't accept that.
You commissioned a statue for Boomer that effed up first. Thanks, Craig.
Meanwhile, did you see this crazy story that there's a Brazilian soccer star named Marcelo? He's like one of the most popular guys in the world, right? He plays club soccer for Olympique Lyonnais, like the potatoes. Okay. He was fired from the team. Get out. Because when someone in the locker room was giving like an impassioned speech to the team, Marcelo started farting and laughing about it.
On purpose?
I guess.
Huh.
He got fired. Like, none of us would have jobs if they used that same fired for cause language.
I mean, earlier today we were in a high level meeting. And all Craig was doing was cutting the cheese. And I even looked at you and I was like, dude, what are you doing?
What meeting was that?
Well, we were just hanging out with the architect. It really wasn't a meeting.
That's always a high-level meeting.
It was sort of high-level.
And it usually goes like this. Evan, how has he failed you today?
Yeah,
Evan,
much.
Do you need anything?
Yeah.
Craig, you're so lucky to have Evan in your life.
Yeah.
Evan, is Craig doing what he's supposed to be doing? That's usually how those meetings
go. Luckily, I didn't call you out, but you cut the cheese 3 times in a row. Did you even know that?
I mean, you can blame your father-in-law for that.
Come on. It's been a full day.
I got to go right now, too, by the way. Yeah. I even brought my bathroom accoutrements into the studio because next break I'm beelining right for the can.
What are your bathroom accoutrements?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into it.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I have something I bring with me into the bathroom.
Oh, toilet paper?
No.
I did that all the time.
No, I don't. I use the company toilet paper,
fine. Here's the problem with the company toilet paper.
It's fine.
The company, The company toilet paper is fine. It's stuck in kind of this container that's impossible to get more than one strip out.
No, you just have to use the right stall. It's all good.
Oh, well, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
So for many months, I would go into the restroom
and
with my
own. Are you like a one square guy?
No, I'm not. I want more than one square.
Right.
I mean, I got a lot.
So you'd bring your own?
I bring my own.
Got it. No, bougie.
Bougie?
I'm surprised. Every time you open your mouth, you prove that you're more bougie than the last
really?
Time.
Really?
It fascinates me.
Mr. Luxury Suite.
Yeah.
I don't take the train anymore. Craig Carton is calling me bougie.
Yeah. But you have everything you do reeks of
bougie. What's bougie about the fact that I need a couple of more squares than the company's willing to give me to wipe?
Oh, does Daddy have a tough time pulling the little square
out?
Yes. He does. I guess he
does. I'll take a video the next time.
No. We're good.
Well, no.
We're good. We'll just assume we know what it looks like. Thanks.
The square pulling.
Yeah. No, I bring lotion with me.
Why is that?
Well, I don't want to get into it, really.
Because
it's a family program.
What?
Yeah. I bring aloe soothing lotion.
Excuse me.
To the bathroom.
What the hell are you doing in
the
bathroom?
Well, you could use your imagination.
I don't want to use my imagination.
No, feel free to use it.
I'd rather not.
It's nothing untoward.
No,
it's not.
It's not?
It's not untoward at all. It's understandable.
You're very sick.
I've had some procedures back there. I need help.
What the hell?
I just need a little help.
Oh, my
That's all.
God.
So I bring lotion with me into the bathroom. Suave lotion.
Jeez. Don't take video of that, by the way.
No. So that's what I bring to the lotion, to the bathroom with me.
So that's the accoutrement.
I know
you're
it looks weird
about.
When a guy goes running into the bathroom with a jar of lotion with him, but I'm not doing anything I shouldn't be doing in there. I promise you that. Okay? Steve's upstate. Steve, you're on the fan. What's going on?
Hey, you guys forgot to ask Franco if the number was right on his Leroy Neiman painting.
We should have asked him that. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, listen, I got an NBA rule change, yeah, which I think would be a really good one.
Are you normally a weekend caller?
Oh, don't start with me now. I'm in no mood.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
All right,
hey, listen, I might be the right age, you know, but be careful now.
No, I'm just asking if you normally call Richard Neer up, that's all.
Oh, man. You know, you're really funny today. I got to give it to you.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Listen, no, I got... How about if a guy fouls out, you're allowed to use a timeout to keep him in the game?
I think so it costs you a tie, and you can only do that, what, once per player? Is that the deal?
What, once or twice? How many timeouts you have? But you use a strategy. Let's say Chris Paul's, like, fouled out.
Right.
You have a timeout left or two timeouts left. You're allowed to use one to keep him in the game. You'd use two to keep him in the game.
Trade timeouts for extra fouls.
Absolutely not. The only thing I would accept is, do you know the rule if you don't have enough players to dress because too many guys have fouled out? Are you guys aware of this? It's obscure. It doesn't happen often.
Good.
One person can come back in the game, but I think if they commit a foul, it's two shots plus the ball. So if you want to do something like that, like you keep that guy on the floor, but there's a major, major, major penalty, not losing a timeout, I would consider.
Because
it's not strict enough, that's why. If a guy fouls out, he fouled out. Too bad.
Right. Yeah, but what about like when you want to replay a play to see if there's use a timeout for that.
Yeah, but that's for replay. You're talking about a guy fouling out and being allowed to stay in the game. I mean, if a guy fouls out, he fouled out.
I would say
Chris
this.
Paul fouls out, he fouled out. If Jason Tatum fouls out like he did, you foul out. I don't think you should get a reprieve. Why?
Yeah, but think about what would you, if you're a coach, would you rather have a timeout at the end of
I'm
the
not
game
talking about the coach. I'm talking about fairness. It's just not fair. The guy fouled out.
See,
too
here's
bad.
The problem, Steve. You came up with an idea that's very clever. I'll give you that. And the first guy you sold it to didn't like it, so you're upset about it.
Well, I'm not upset about it, but I think it makes sense because who wants to see like Chris Paul fouls out? Nobody wants to see the
Well, then don't foul out. Then tell Chris Paul to not commit dumb fouls and don't foul out.
I would say this: the one rule change in the NBA I've advocated for 20 years, and I'll never stop advocating for it, is the 1-on-1.
Why?
Because I think you should have to, you either too many fouls gets you to shooting two,
right,
or shooting a foul while shooting. I respect should be two.
The only thing I would say,
but I think you should have to earn it.
That's fine. The only thing I would say to your idea and even Steve's idea is, what is happening in today's game that's causing you to need that? Obviously, eliminating the take foul is a major problem in the NBA, and that will be fixed. I think we all understand that. If you watch basketball, it's killed too many fast breaks unfairly. But why do we need to do that? Because Chris Paul fouled out the other night?
Well, maybe
too
he had money on the game.
Bad.
Did you have money on the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, at least you're honest about it.
Evan, I'm out. Hello, Evan?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I'm a fellow Lawrence alumni, by the way.
Oh, nice. Very cool. By the way, are you going to come to his Hall of Fame ceremony?
Of course.
Yes, see? Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy. Be well. Yeah, when is that, by the way?
I have no idea.
Oh, you haven't followed up on that?
No, I'm not following
up
on my...
Once again, I do something nice for you, you don't follow up on it.
I'm not following up on my own induction.
Who else is going to do that for you?
No, then I don't get inducted.
No, you've been inducted.
I haven't been inducted.
You have. You have to set up the... What day works for you?
I'm not like you,
Mr. Roberts.
I'm not like you. I can't set up my own celebrations. That's just weird.
How does your wife do it?
That's just weird. It puts her in a tough spot.
Why?
To celebrate me for what?
For
what
your greatness.
What's my greatness?
Your career.
Scoring baseball games? What's my greatness?
No, that'll be in my introduction, though.
Oh. I'm sure
I'll bring
will.
That up. Listen, you are one of the most famous graduates of Lawrence High School.
What about Stephen Upstate? He seems
You have had
cool.
a phenomenal career. That career should be honored, which, by the way...
But why now?
We had the guy from Lawrence High School
Craig,
yes.
Here's my question. Why now? I'm in the middle of my career. Am I leaving tomorrow? Is that your way of getting rid of me?
You have to do it only once you retire.
That's the way. When guys go in the Baseball Hall of Fame, when do they go in?
That's different.
Why is that different?
Because radio's different.
I'm not a Hall of Famer.
You have much longer careers if you're fortunate enough.
If my career ends and it's deemed Hall of Fame worthy, I will go into the Hall of Fame.
Well,
I'm not there yet.
It's not that you have a radio Hall of Fame career. It's that you've been so successful as a radio host in the public eye that the high school is honoring you. There's no radio organization honoring you.
When did you go in your high school hall?
I got into the New Hampshire High School Hall of Fame. I guess it was 2015 or 16.
Okay.
Right around there.
So that was 7 years ago.
And they did not kick me out either.
So you were, that's good. So you were 45 years old. I'll accept that when I'm 45. Fair enough. I agree. Thank you.
By the way, the age I got in is irrelevant.
Why?
Because the high school's already said they want you in it. Why can't you be normal? And be gracious.
Why can't you be normal?
Just say thank you.
Thank you.
And then go set it up.
I'm not setting up my Hall of Fame.
I even waived my appearance fee to induct you.
How much is your normal appearance fee?
I'm trying to get the money back from that Fugazi statue I had commissioned. So 10 grand.
Yeah, you really should, by the
way. Yeah, I want my money back.
You think Boomer's going to throw out the statue now?
No, he loves that statue.
Yeah, but it's Fugazi,
he
right?
rubs that statue every night before bed.
You said on the radio they should melt down the real Seaver statue.
I did not say that. People are saying that.
Are you one of those people?
Well, I mean, it's an option.
Okay, so then you have to
consider it as an option.
If you're considering that, yeah. The same thing should happen to the statue you commissioned for your former partner.
Here's the problem. It takes the big statue, the one outside Citi Field, literally took the better part of a year to make, which is kind of unfathomable, right?
Right.
But that's how long it takes, I guess, because it's done by hand.
Didn't it take more than a year? Because when the Wilpons, it was actually the Wilpons who announced the statue.
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
I don't know. I know it's about
it was
a year,
more
though.
Than a year ago.
But
dude.
I know one guy did it all by himself, so it's handcrafted, right? I think the statue I commissioned took like 3 months.
So, yeah. What does that mean?
No, I'm just giving you a little.
It's still screwed up, right?
It is messed up.
Though. Okay, you got to burn it down.
Yeah, but do I get reimbursed is the question.
You should.
Like, do I have a claim there?
I think you do.
That you did not make a proper representation?
Yeah.
And although it's been 8 years since I had it done, I want my money back?
There's no statute of limitation on this. It is a messed up statue.
But I guess his defense is too late. You didn't catch it, you know, when I first gave it to you. That's on you.
But when does that
buyer beware?
After how many years does that end?
Eight's probably the amount. if there is a statute of limitations, I'm sure it's passed. Wouldn't you think?
I don't know, man.
Like right now, the Seaver statue at Citi Field is fresh and new. And albeit not accurate, it's still new. Mm-hmm. I think here's the real question. And forget about what he might say publicly. Privately, is Steve Cohen pissed?
Probably because the only reason I say yes, I actually think yes, is that he collects art, right?
Yes, he does, famously. Yeah.
And I'm assuming I'm making a stereotype here, so correct me if I'm wrong. If you're into art, if you're a collector of art, you probably care about little details that someone like me would not care about. Even someone like you would not care about.
Yeah.
So I would think as just an art collector, he'd be annoyed that that was an act.
Because you collect art based on the precision of it, right?
Right.
You know, the other thing, my main man, Chris Christie, who's Tom Seaver's his idol. I wonder if he
Ask him,
that.
See? Ask him. Because here's the thing I'm telling you. Nobody noticed. The diest of diehard fans did not notice. Those who watch Tom Seaver every 4 or 5 days for a million years did not notice. Met fans since the beginning who've seen every jersey did not notice. I don't think anybody noticed outside of Uniwatch and that dude who called in.
Yeah, I'm texting Christy right now.
And I don't know, just me. It's tough to be that angry about something that you never would have had any idea about.
Right, which is almost like, this guy really put a lot of people in a bad spot, namely the sculptor.
And you.
And shockingly, somehow me.
This is really on you, dude. I'm sorry. You commission a statue for Boomer and the exact same mistakes occur?
Yeah. Like, 8 years prior to this one being built.
Dude. I mean, what are we talking about?
And it is basically a replica of the statue I commissioned. We've done the research.
You did it first, which means you effed up first.
That's true.
That's what it means.
Not me, my guy.
You're responsible for it. You're Steve Cohen in this whole story. Understand that.
No.
What?
There are those that find the whole thing to be ridiculous.
Would that be the governor?
I didn't say who. I just said there are those.
The fact that you just texted him.
No. There are those in the world who love Tom Seaver who think the entire thing is ridiculous.
Put a name to that. Who is
I'm
that?
I'm not putting
is
a name
it Boomer
to it.
Or is it the governor?
So what?
It's not Boomer. Boomer's off today.
It's the governor.
Yeah.
I'm with him. Yeah. I'm with you, Mr. Governor.
Wait, so hold on.
This is ridiculous.
Hold on. What? If that's ridiculous, then mine is ridiculous.
I want to make this clear to you. The only reason I'm attacking you is because you were attacking the Seaver statue.
I wasn't. People were.
People. I don't give a rat's ass about the mistake on the floor. But if you're going to bring down the Seaver statue, guess who I'm bringing down? You. Sorry.
I don't want to be brought down, but I think I have another problem on my hands.
That's politics, sir.
Here's Greg in Westchester. Greg, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, Craig. I'm a former New Rochelle High School employee, and
there
I just want to report
that you're not on the wall anymore. I'm so sorry. They took your picture down. So.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Did they take Ray's down too or no?
They took Ray's down also, but they have Ray's high school jersey still in the gym. So they're honoring his high school career, but not the stuff he got involved in.
So you know the hallway where my picture was up and his was up, right?
Yeah, I sure do, right by the teacher's parking lot.
That's gone?
Yeah, it is, Craig. Wow. Right about 2016 or 17, whatever
Are you okay, bro? Do you want to hold on? I'll give you a big hug, man.
Well, hold on a second. Now I got to find out if this is legit.
I mean, it's legit, dude.
Wow. He doesn't work there anymore. He might be busting my chops.
Why would Greg lie?
I retired in 2020, and, you know, I worked there at the time of your incident, and, you know, and I'm a fan, and it came down practically the next day.
I was told it stayed up, actually, to be honest.
The next day?
No, let's hold on the next day.
They couldn't let that breathe?
Well, I got to reach out to Darren Gurney now and find out what the story is.
Do you want your picture back? Would you want your picture back?
You're damn right I want
that
back up.
Even though they were so quick to take it down?
Well, we don't know that to be factual.
If that's factual, I would want...
We don't know that to be factual.
If that's factual, you know what I would do, Craig? I'd say, don't put it back up. That's what I'd say.
Don't put it back up?
Yeah, you show that kind of loyalty? Okay, goodbye. I'll show you loyalty. That's what I would do. But that's me.
I was on the committee with Darren, you know, to vote people in. And I wasn't on the committee when you got voted in, but I know Darren pretty well, and he would confirm that you're not on the wall.
Wow.
I'm checking right now.
Are you going to be okay with going back in now?
Let's find out first.
I'm not happy
if
about
it really
this.
Got taken
I
down.
I think I'm going to have to step in and say, Craig, we can't allow this.
Well, listen, I just sent Darren Gurney an email. Darren's a great guy, by the way.
How did you word it?
And runs one of the best baseball camps in all of Westchester.
How'd you word it? Did you say?
Did they take my photo down from the Wall of Fame?
Yeah. There was no hi, how are you?
No. No. There was no hi, how are you?
He went right to the point?
Right to the point. Has my photo been taken down from the New Rochelle High School Wall of Fame? According to Greg, it has been.
Well, in solidarity with you, I want my photo nowhere near my high school now.
No, you should still
have
it.
No, I'm solidarity with you, bro. They took you down? I don't want to go up either.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how that makes any sense, but I'm going with it.
I can tell you that Chris Christie has acknowledged that my statue is factually incorrect as well.
Of course he has.
And if we're going to make fun of the one outside Citi Field, we should make fun of mine.
Mr. Governor, we are on the exact same page. That's the point I've been making over the last half hour. I have no issue with the Seaver statue.
Yeah.
But if this lunatic wants to fight with fire, I'll burn him down too. That's it. You go low, I will go much lower.
I win, you lose.
No, you don't.
I'm right, you suck.
He's right. I'm with you, Gov.
All right, Greg, thanks, buddy. Appreciate
that.
Thanks for making my day.
If Craig wants to bring the Seaver statue down, we light him on fire. That being you. Sorry.
Hold on. Who's this now? Oh.
Who's this now?
Oh. Someone's saying, I'll go to New Rochelle High School tomorrow and take a picture just to make sure they did or didn't take it down. If they did, it's fugazi.
Oh, they definitely took it down now.
What do I have here? Governor Christie, my main man. Christie Crest, what's up?
As you might imagine, it alarms me when I'm informed that you are quoting me on the radio.
I did not quote you, though.
That alarms me.
I went out of my way and said, I'm not quoting Chris Christie.
Yeah, but then, from what I was told, you then caved under cross-examination by District Attorney Roberts and admitted it was me.
Well, I said after the fact... Well, hold on.
Wait a second. If his quotes are correct, you are spot on accurate that this is not a big deal. And if Craig wants to go after the Seaver statue, we will go after his Fugazi statue. Is that not accurate?
No. Well, look, I'm not saying he inaccurately quoted me, but I say every time he is quoting me, I get a call saying Craig is quoting you on the radio. I get very nervous.
He's got a guy.
Fair enough.
He's got it. All right. So,
ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous.
But you idolized Seaver. He was your guy.
Yeah, and I didn't idolize him because of the notch on the 4 on the back of his uniform. I mean, this is a guy who needs to get a life.
I agree, Craig. Get a life, dude.
All right, so I'm off the hook, too, because mine's historically inaccurate also.
Well, I totally agree. Who cares?
I agree with that,
Governor. Here's what's going on, and I think you I think you know what's going on. The New York Mets are 20-10, okay? The New York Mets feel different. The owner feels different. The roster feels different. The manager feels different. And the guy to my left, Baldy over here, can't deal with it. He's having a really tough time dealing with who we are. And so what he's doing now is desperately trying to find things to hold on to. Can't attack the team. Can't attack the owner. So let's go after the statue. That's what's going on.
Well, look, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with you on that, Evan. I just think that, you know, we have to call him on these matters when they come up. And you know, his whole act about not liking the Mets is a complete act as well. The whole thing is ridiculous. And to be talking about the notch on the four, when I saw this story, anybody who cares about this story needs to get a life.
I agree.
You think Steve Cohen's upset about it?
Look, I haven't spoken to him about it. I can't imagine that, you know, he is real.
Yeah.
So I can't say. But my view on it is, you know, no one is going to really notice that, nor is it going to diminish anybody's appreciation for Tom Seaver's greatness, his position in the history of the organization, and what that statue represents.
Can't.
Because the notch on the four, on the back of the uniform, is not there.
Can't Please Steve stop. Come out and just say that Jeff Wilpon commissioned the sculptor and just call it a day?
You know, why? This is the whole problem with you, Craig. These are the things that you bring up. And, you know, there's no, the people who really care about the Mets don't care about this.
Got it. So
how about a guy who's got something called UniWatch? I mean, please.
Right. Well, the UniWatch guy's actually mostly good. I agree with you on this situation. Sometimes it's fascinating.
Oh, listen.
In this case, it's too much.
I have I have an invitation for you, by the way.
Oh, great.
So May 20th, we're all going to a Yankee game, and we have a nice, sweet, catered liquor, the whole bit. And I'd like to invite you to come as my guest.
Who are the Yankees playing?
I have no idea.
They are playing the Chicago White Sox.
Ooh, the White Sox.
The team that blew a six-run lead in the ninth yesterday.
You want to come? It's a week from Friday. You want to come?
Unfortunately, I'm out of town.
Oh, stop it.
I am. I'm going to be at the PGA in Tulsa.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, but you don't play golf. You don't even like golf.
No, I do like golf. I just don't play golf.
So is this a ride-along type of situation where you get to drink in and chat and other people play golf?
I'm going out there to help the governor of Oklahoma, and I'll be at the PGA for a day.
Got it. I've never been to the PGA for a day.
Do you want to go to the PGA for a day?
Are we flying private? Because I could maybe hook up with you and take a ride.
No, you have to be at the Yankee game.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. This damn baseball.
You know your favorite baseball team? We're going to watch a game. It's going to be fun.
You have to be at the Yankee game. You can and continue your completely false Yankee fandom.
Well, here's the good news.
You don't even have an excuse anymore.
Nah, I don't.
It's just all your ridiculous act for the Yankee fans out there to try
Yankee
to make
fans like myself. Well, I got to balance the radio station out by being a Yankee fan. Here's the good news for you. We're going to the Met game on June 29th. In the SNY suite, would you like to join us for that game?
Well, let me consult my calendar, Craig. You know, it's a busy time, as Evan knows. I'm a busy guy. June 29th, that's that Wednesday afternoon.
Look at you. Against the Astros.
Yeah.
That's a sexy game.
My treat. You come hang out with us. I get Shake Shack, drinks, the whole bit.
Oh, I'm already going to be there.
Oh, good. So I'll hang out with you then.
Wait,
in your suite.
You're ditching us?
Yeah, you guys are out.
Oh, come on.
He has better stuff in his suite.
Come on. Come on.
He does.
There's your loyalty.
He splurges. He's a very generous guy. If you go to a ball game with Chris, he takes care of it first class, right?
And how about and where my suite is, Craig? Is it better than the SNY suite?
It's different. SNY, to their credit, does have a really good suite behind home plate.
Bro, I got to tell you, it's tough for any suite to be better than the SNY suite because it's directly behind home plate.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Are they on the field level or are they above that?
They're on the field
level. They're down, yeah.
Yeah, they're on. It was got a hand to them. It's a first-class suite.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's so nice, to be honest.
It's
well,
great.
I mean, but they got it when the stadium was built and the Wilpons own SNY.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that part should be
that's
shocking.
Correct. I'm sure they didn't pay for it. That's accurate. They might be paying for it now, though.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I'm just saying, well, look, I'm going to be there that day, so I could always come down and stop by and say hello.
Okay.
To you and the
or maybe
the
I'll just come up and say hi. Maybe it's better that
you're
way.
Looking for any well, way to leave us, aren't you, Craig?
Well, as you know, you're welcome, Craig, anytime.
Thank you. Thank you.
That I'm there. You're always welcome. Evan would be welcome as well, but he has to leave the scorebook at the door.
I can't do that.
Ah, see?
I can't do that. While I appreciate any kind of half invite, my scorecard is a priority, and now I got to tell you, my 5-year-old scoring every Met game, too. And I didn't even ask him to do it. He just wanted to do it. So the tradition lives on.
Oh, by the way, I have good news for you, Chris. I built a chicken coop. I now have 8 chickens. So at the end of the summer, you guys have all the eggs you need. So don't buy eggs anymore come August, okay?
I can't wait to tell Mary Pat that.
Yeah, let her know.
Excited.
Let her know
and
that.
And by the way, you can bring, you can pick up that stupid Pyrex plate of yours when you come to drop off the eggs that you were complaining about on the air that's still sitting on our chest in our mudroom waiting for you to come and pick it up.
Could you do me a favor and just put it on the swing out front and I'll just get it one day and not bother you guys?
No. We know because then you'll claim someone stole it and I gotta buy you a new Pyrex plate.
Yeah, and now that
I know your act.
And now that I know that you're away on Friday, I may come over and just take a swim real quick. Is that all right?
Pool's not open yet.
Damn it. Damn it.
Nice try.
All right. Everyone else
pool's
is good. Family's healthy. You're good?
Everybody's doing great. Bridget came home from Notre Dame this weekend.
Great.
It's time for Mother's Day. So, you know, it was a good Mother's Day. And if it's a good Mother's Day, you know.
And by the way, that Billy Epler decision turned out to be a pretty good one, buddy. Nice job on that.
Oh man! I said, "Oh, you know, I think I'm better off when I don't call me, even if you're quoting me directly."
Either way. Oh, listen, you have to do me one solid. I have a favor to ask of you.
Oh Lord!
All right,
yes.
And I see. Here's what happens: when he doesn't want to do me the solid, he just doesn't respond to my text, right? But I know he reads it because it says red. All right.
Yeah.
You got to change that feature.
You should change it.
No.
Because then I get ticked off.
I want you to know I've read it and I'm ignoring it.
He ignores it.
That makes sense.
So Steve Cohen was nominated for a Pulse of the People Award. And this year we're doing a live award show at Gotham Comedy Club on June 30th. What are the odds you can get him to come to that award show?
Come to the Pulse of the People, this Fugazi award that you made up. What are the chances that I can get Steve Cohen to come to that?
Yeah.
I don't want to say zero.
Thank you.
So I'll say 1%.
He might win. It comes with a $25,000 donation to the charity of the winner's choice.
I understand, which very well could be the Amazing Mets Foundation. But, but he's got to show up.
Right. He has to be there. That's true.
Like I said, I won't say there's a 0% chance.
Okay.
I'll give it a 1% chance.
All right. So could you at least ask him like this week or next week so I know what's going on?
When is this? June 30th?
June 30th. It's a Thursday night Gotham Comedy Club.
I think the Mets are off that day, too.
I don't think this is a May, 10th type of ask.
I do, actually.
I mean, I don't think I have to rush off the phone with you.
Well, he's a busy guy. He makes plans for the summer. This way you tell him way in advance, he can't get out of it. Okay, fine. You're a nominee also. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Christie is a nominee for the 2022.
How do you even have the power to do that?
I don't know.
by the way, I've been nominated how many times before?
3.
For the Pulse of the People, and have I ever won it?
No.
No.
No, maybe you got to reevaluate what you're doing.
And I tell you why, because I thought it might negatively impact your political career, and I don't want any part of that.
Listen, if you think that you giving me the Pulse of the People Award negatively affects my political career, not just being friends with you.
that's true.
I think you're grossly misevaluating it. And by the way, let me say this. The picture we have of you in our house was not taken down.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, he's a loyal friend.
That's loyalty.
He's
right
my
there.
Guy.
Yeah. I think this high school of yours, I got to tell you, that's ridiculous.
I agree. I told him he shouldn't even allow it to go back up. I would tell him to go up himself.
I am trying to get confirmation from the guy in charge of the Wall of Fame at New Rochelle High School. And if it indeed was taken down, that'll be dealt with appropriately.
Yeah, but you will refuse to have it go back up, correct?
I would not want it to go back up if they took it down.
Good.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if that's what our educational institutions are teaching, how to be disloyal front runners, then I don't think that's what our kids should be learning.
See, I'm with you 100% in that regard. 100%.
Completely outrageous. Now, Evan, why don't you want to go into your high school Hall of Fame?
Because he's weird. No. Here's why. Because Craig is very different. He, like, petitions to do things. I'm not asking my high school to go into the Hall
of
Fame.
But I already did.
Yeah, but you did. And now you're saying follow up with them. I'm not following
up. You should follow
up. If they're going to induct me, which I would be deeply honored by, of course I'd be inducted. But I'm not calling them and asking them, hey, when's my Hall of Fame induction?
No. Oh, you obviously cannot do
that. That's what Craig wants me to do.
I already did it. They said yes.
He just wants something to mock you about.
Exactly.
Well,
as you know.
I know his
game. Let me, final question. This is Chris Christie on the line. A huge Met fan, goes to almost every game. Like, the fandom's real. Should we or should we not invite Evan to the 2022 Man Dinner, which is back on?
You know, I heard the Man Dinner is back on, which is really good, encouraging. And absolutely, look, I think anybody who puts up with you for as many hours a week as Evan does.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. At a minimum, you gotta invite him to the Man Dinner.
That's true.
Yeah.
I deserve some prize for this, so I do appreciate it.
And by
that.
The way, how upset is Jerry Jones that the whoever it was, politician in Dallas,
mayor of Dallas,
said he wants another NFL team down there?
You know, I haven't spoken to Jerry about it yet. You want me, after I call Steve Cohen to get him to the Pulse of People Award, then I'll call Jerry and ask him, and I'll get back to you immediately.
Well, at least I've given you
fully informed.
I've given you something to fill your afternoon with now.
Just what I need.
Exactly.
More tasks from you. Evan, you should definitely be at the Man Dinner, and if he doesn't invite you, I will invite you as my guest.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, you only get one, so there you go.
Wasted it on that me. One.
Always a pleasure talking to you, my dearest of friends.
Well, Craig, always wonderful to talk to you on the air as well, and I, you know, always appreciate when you're out there quoting me. It never has had any injurious effect on my career, I can guarantee you.
Thankfully.
That.
And I will see you, if not this weekend, next week, just to say hi and to pick up the dish.
Pick up the dish. So you stop complaining about it on the air.
That's right. All right. Best to the family. Tell everybody I said hi, okay?
Thank you, boys.
All right. Talk to you, Governor Christie right there on the fan.
I'm worried about something, and you picked up on it, too. He made a mistake.
Who did?
The governor.
Oh, stop.
He said Fugazi.
Yeah.
Did you not tell him?
I didn't tell the story yet.
He doesn't know yet?
He's very busy.
He does not know the Fugazi story. What's the Fugazi family going to say when they hear a former governor, two terms?
Yeah, actually one of the biggest route in New Jersey history.
He used the family name.
Yeah, he does, because he doesn't know the story.
But you didn't know the story yet, and the guy was mad at you.
I might have to drive by his house on the way home now and bring him some store-bought eggs and tell him the Fugazi story. I may have to. 877-337-6666. And he is the definition of loyal friend. And I'm blessed to have him in my life.
He's not taking your picture
down. No, he's not. Now, I've not gotten a response yet. I'll call Darren during the break and find out what's going on.
I'll tell you why you're not getting a response.
Because you think it's true.
Because they did it, and they're embarrassed by it.
Wow. I mean, apparently if they
did it. Have to stand up and tell you, because I see you getting stronger as this goes on.
Yeah.
You will refuse to have that picture go back up.
That
if
is
they
correct.
Took it down.
I would refuse.
Good. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I can't stop him from doing it, but I would say I will not support that decision.
That's right.
Although it would be nice.
See?
I'm saying, it's kind of cool.
You're weak. Come on.
That's kind of cool to have
Stay
it.
Stay strong, Craig.
But it's kind of cool to have it. That's all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.